KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty,
the Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is the most dangerous moment in European security for a generation.
People around the world, and especially in Europe, are now afraid of a full-on war. What do you think of that fear, and how far away are we?
Well, there is a real risk.
Jens Stoltenberg and NATO saying it's the most dangerous moment in a generation. I would say so.
Yikes. Where will Putin stop? What will the neighbors do? How much unrest will this cause? Let's bring in Mike Lyons to join the conversation. Mike, a military analyst for a number of networks and publications, a veteran of the Armed Services of the United States. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Great to be back with you.
Where are we on this at this point?
Yeah, we're at 11:59:59 now from a time perspective, thinking now Ukraine has mobilized their reserves. The economic impact is going to be tremendous for the next couple of weeks. The country will shut down basically as they try to recall, I guess, about 35,000 troops or former soldiers from reserve duty, as well as mobilizing their, in excess of about 150,000 active duty troops. So they're going to start getting in foxholes now. You look at the videos that have come back from the areas that the Russians have occupied. What I can't get over is the trench warfare, is the fact that they've, the Russian or the Ukrainians have built these trenches down there. It's almost like they want to fight World War One again. It's like, you're watching that movie 1917, you see all these reporters in these trenches. No one's kind of talking about that. It's like, why did you do that for? What was the result of doing that? But,
Does that strike you as a good idea, or are you saying you're interested because you're wondering what kind of strategy is that?
Yeah, what kind of strategy is that? I mean, the kind of weapons we have today, warfare has evolved a lot in the last 100 years. That kind of might have worked when the machine gun was just first coming on board. But, given the deep weapon capability that the Russians have, they're just going to, kind of blow right by those things and kind of go on to the next thing. It looks like, trying to figure out why they put troops, so many troops in Belarus, and I think I've kind of got the answer now. So there's a river, it's called the Dnieper River, that cuts Ukraine pretty much in half. It goes right through Kiev, and it goes right down to the bottom into the Black Sea. And it's clear now that the amount of troops they have both on one side of that river to the east, and then also in Belarus to the north, that would be a significant obstacle if they tried to take the whole country just from the east itself. So you look at that and say that's probably why those troops there are coming in from Belarus to the north. They're going to be already on that other side of the river and form that kind of pincer movement that'll surround Kiev if and when they decide to go.
And those of us who grew up with the Soviet Union during the Cold War, it's wild to see Belarus turned into an armed Russian camp. But having said that, I'm sure you heard at least parts of the odd, rambling, reinventing history Putin addressed the other day. Did you get a sense of what he's aiming for, what his motivation is from that, or do you think it was just BS?
I think he's now recognizing he's gone so far, and he's talking himself into this regardless of what the intel is saying. And he's also recognizing that he's got to maintain control of momentum and initiative in any kind of fight here. And I think that I think that's really the calculus he's going through right now. Now, we put some sanctions on to the south, and we're going to, you know, all we can do right now is try to support a Ukraine insurgency, and there's very limited things we could do from a military perspective. It's going to be American soft power and allied soft power the rest of the way. But I think that he's really now just talking himself into it, figuring out when he goes and how he's going to have to create this overwhelming force. He wants this, if and when he decides to unleash this conventional force, he wants it to be over in, you know, 100 hours like happened 31 years ago in Desert Storm.
I was watching one of the evening newscasts last night, and they were with some of our airborne rangers that were training with Polish troops in Poland, just miles from the border of Ukraine. I mean, that's pretty close for U.S. troops to be. Do you think there's any chance we get pulled into this?
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to be very cognizant of that border and recognizing what Article 5 would bring. You know, that would be a bridge too far from his perspective. And I think it's great that we're showing that deterrence and that we're working with our allies there. The Poles have a tremendous military. They've built it up over the past 10 or 15 years, unlike the Germans, who would be fundamentally no help on the battlefield right now. So it's going to work when they need to put up, you know, refugee camps and all the kind of non-combatant things that are going to take place, I think, on that Polish border. And of course, we send the 82nd. There's none better. I mean, they could be anywhere in the world in 18 hours, and that's what they're doing right now.
I got a question that's as much a philosophical question as a military question, I suppose, because all this is a theory to me. You're like my brother, actually a warrior who's fought for your country. Does it make sense to you that the Ukrainians, many people that I've seen interviewed, including a former heavyweight champion, a boxer, now mayor of Kiev, Klitschko, last night, saying, you know, I've been out of the military for a long time, but I'm going to grab my rifle and fight for my country. Does that make sense to you from a strategic/patriotism standpoint? Or as the old phrase, live to fight another day, make more sense in the face of overwhelming force if Russia rolls in?
That's a great question. I think it depends on who you are, what you've experienced, where you are in life. You know, if you're you know, late in life in the 60s, and this is kind of it, maybe that's what you try to do, and you try to be you know, a bump in the battlefield, so to speak, and do something there. I think you've got to have enough leadership that recognizes that you have to be able to do both and live to fight another day there. I always said that you know, it's a lot to do with the culture of the country. I remember being in Iraq fighting against the Iraqis, and I remember them just retreating. I remember coming upon complete units that had literally had food and Mermite cans, and they just literally ran away from us. And I just was saying to myself, you know, a U.S. Army infantry platoon, a U.S. Army Girl Scout platoon would fight and die to the last person if we were on our country. So I think maybe some Ukrainians feel that way. They're on their turf right now, so they're going to fight and die for whatever it takes. But then let's hope that we do reserve some for another day, bring some people back when the time comes.
Mike Lyons, military analyst on the line. Mike, I can't envision a scenario other than we're simply redrawing the maps of Europe at this point, at least in terms of Ukrainian territory. I don't see Putin getting pushed back or reversed anytime soon, if at all. Am I wrong on that?
No, I don't think so. I think he's going to take more than just the eastern portion. I think that he wants the whole country. I think he'll do what he can to take that. Maybe he takes Moldova, which is to the south there as well. That's a possibility because he's gone so far. The real question is the Baltics. You know, according to that rant, the Baltics would be back part of the former Soviet Union. That's why Sweden now and Finland potentially want to join NATO. It's going to continue to escalate. The question is whether or not the sanctions will work. I'm seeing also these reports about having, you know, Russia be, you know, destroyed from the inside and all that stuff. That just doesn't work either on the long term. That can't be a strategy. It didn't work in Iran. It hasn't worked there for 25 years. So I think we have to expect the worst, expect them to take Ukraine and then figure out, you know, kind of what goes from there. But that map in Europe is getting redrawn.
Great stuff as always, Mike Lyons. Mike, we appreciate the time very much.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Boy, his answer to my long rambling question gave me chills. That is something on an individual level. As Mike just said there, you know, if you're a guy in your 60s and you're near the end, maybe you decide this is the way you want to go out.
Right.
Wow. That's some heavy stuff right there. I mean, that is primal stuff.
And we have the luxury, and it is a wonderful luxury, as you often point out, that we just never even have to think about enemy forces sweeping through our town. and what that feels like and what you would do to prevent it or make it as costly as possible.
You would have to make that decision.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do any good. They're going to take over the country. How about I live to be a dad to my kids in occupied Ukraine and do the best I can for them? Or I'm a patriot to this country, and they're not over my dead body, literally over my dead body.
Do I want my kids and grandkids to say, for all their years, that I died a hero?
Those are some serious to-the-bone questions.
Yeah, I'd say.
That lots of Ukrainians are making that decision as we speak, probably. When I saw Mayor Klitschko there in Kiev, giant man, if you're, you see a heavyweight boxer surrounded by other people at a table, and you realize how much bigger those people are than the rest of us. But saying, I'll go get my gun. I was in the military, and I'm going to fight for my country. He looked 100% dead serious about it.
Yeah. Wow. Where this goes, I just do not know.
Also interesting, Mike Lyons seeing, because I've seen a whole bunch, Richard Engel on NBC News every day is in a trench somewhere in Ukraine talking to people, and it hadn't occurred to me. What's a trench going to do when modern tanks just roll through it 60 miles an hour?
Well, right, and bunker buster bombs are going off all over the place. I think they dig them just in case it's an infantry attack and they can exact a cost. Yeah. But, going back 100-plus years, you shell entrenched positions for a long time before you send the infantry over there.
We have these incredibly serious arguments in the United States regularly about things that, and yell at each other and get all worked up about things that a week later you don't even remember the story.
Literally calling each other Nazis.
Right. Right, over things that a week later you don't remember even happened. And that is it doesn't feel like a blessing while it's going on, but we are lucky that we get to do that as opposed to, making the sorts of decisions we were just discussing.
Speaking of calling people Nazis, there was a shooting, perhaps you heard about it, in Portland. A fella allegedly shot up a protest. Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. Involves Antifa, furries, vengeance.
I didn't see furries working their way into this story.
Generally,
in any sentence, there's no overlap between the word Nazi and furry.
Generally
speaking.
Right. 9 times out of 10. But in this case, I believe there is an overlap. Plus, Canada has lost its freaking mind and embraced a sort of surveillance state totalitarianism that it horrifies me to see in a Western democracy, one that flowed from English common law as we did. So we ought to talk about that maybe in 20 minutes or so.
We'll get
minutes.
All that stuff this hour. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7618, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7618. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7618 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7618.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw.
This is it. Your last chance to win big money from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win $5,000 a week forever on February 28th.
Yep, you got to enter at PCH.com before it's too late.
Win and you get $5,000 a week for your life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life.
Real people really win. It's your last chance to enter, people. Come on, let's go. $5,000 a week forever. Last chance. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 2/26. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
Ah!
This is the library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The wine will flow at the 17th annual Palisadro Park celebration of North State Wine. Wine tasting with award-winning North State wines and food pairing, distillery pouring, fine hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and spirits poured by the Denny Bar Distillery. Live music by Pat Karch and Off the Charts. That's March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Reading Senior Center. Tickets can be purchased online at the celebrationofnorthstatewine.com or at Palisadro Feed. For more information, go to pcpark.org. This event is sponsored in part by this great radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Jack says, this texter, what about your realization that you need to enjoy stupid things? I would have expected you to be high-fiving people in the hallways over Tuesday. Yeah, I really should embrace that sort of thing.
I'm telling you, no. You can throw that persona on like a jacket, but you're going to want to take it off, Jack.
Because you're either built that way or you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Those of us who have our skin crawl while people enjoy that sort of thing, we're doomed to be that way. So just have to accept it. So an alert listener, I don't recall which one, but thank you very much, emailed and said, guys, there it is. It's from, I'll just say first initial K. As you know, you have a huge following in the Portland, Oregon area, and you really ought to be on this shooting. There's a lot more to it than anybody's reporting. And so I thought, okay, I'd heard something about a guy shot at a protest and they shot back and a couple of people are dead. He got charged. And indeed, the mainstream media account is that a man, he's been charged with murder. He confronted a group that was gathered for a demonstration against police violence. He told them to leave. They said no. you should leave. And he said, make me, and things got ugly, and he ended up shooting a bunch of people, and he's a murderer who just shot people who are protesting police violence. Well, as it turns out, several of the protesters, and you've got to go digging for this information like crazy, several of the protesters are violent Antifa thugs who have a history with this guy because he's anti-Antifa. He's also anti-junkies on the streets, mask mandates, that sort of thing. And his roommate, anyway, who is a woman, says, yeah, he's been getting more and more militant about that sort of thing. He's kind of scaring me a little bit. So I don't know exactly where the fault might lie or whatever. But not only were these people at least partly violent Antifa thugs who have been tried or have charges against them or whatever, one or more of them were armed for this allegedly peaceful protest, and the cops are saying they, the alleged victims, removed all sorts of evidence from the crime scene. And the cops are demanding they bring it back, but the Antifa types don't want to deal with the cops because they're cops. So, again, I'm not the guy who leaps to the conclusion, my side always good, other side always bad. But I will tell you, the media is leaving a lot of salient details out of this story.
Okay.
Craziness, no doubt.
Keep our eye on that.
Well, yeah, and it's I gave myself more of a homework assignment than I understood when I was diving into this in the first place. Also, and I almost forgot to include this part, yes, the lovely Daja Renee Beck, Antifa member, has been arrested multiple times, has a trial for multiple violent felonies. That's your peaceful protester against police violence. And then allegedly, the guy who's been charged is a furry.
Wait a second. A what now?
A furry, Jack. Someone who enjoys putting on the persona of an animal. And going about in an animal suit, in this case, a bunny suit. I'm not sure why that was included in the account I saw.
So it's a LARPer, an animal LARPer, live action role playing, who likes to dress as a bunny, who was involved in an anti-police protest?
Well, no, he was the guy pissed off at the Antifa Marxist goons who were probably targeting him intentionally. And I'll bet this will come out, but he is reportedly a right-wing furry who had a bunny persona.
Why is that part being reported?
I don't know.
That he has a... What's a bunny persona?
Well, he jumps around in a bunny suit, obviously.
That's a common phrase people throw around. Oh, Jim, he has a bunny persona. What the hell does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it's at all relevant, honestly. But you got to admit, it's kind of interesting.
You eat carrots and poop pellets? I mean, what's a bunny persona?
Well, sure you do. Yeah. And reproduce frequently, and I don't know.
Can't help but notice you got 80 kids and poop tiny little pellets.
Well, it's my bunny persona.
Okay.
You've noticed there.
You can't just throw around terms like that, like that makes sense to everybody.
My skin is at the dry cleaners, otherwise I'd be dressed as a rabbit right now.
Wow. Boy, you thought gas was expensive now? It's about to get really expensive.
No, stop it.
The president and vice president have been warning us because they realize this is going to be a shock to people, I think.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bach. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, art, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Lewis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah. Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A couple of things on the way for you. Our life does flash before our eyes when we die, according to some new studies that they've done with the brain imaging and that sort of thing on people that are dying. So more on that later. I find that sort of thing fascinating. Also, there is a truck convoy. There's one part of it starting in California today, and then a couple of other places across the country, and they're going to converge on the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., right before the State of the Union address on March 1st, kind of doing a Canada sort of thing, maybe? I don't know what their goal is or what they're exactly protesting, but I'm sure we will hear more about this as we get closer.
Executive producer Hanson, who is busily working on some sound I thought we had, needs to mute his cue speaker because it's coming through. We got some loose audio. Thank you very much. And I hope we will have that audio in time. Yeah, okay, he's working on it. Great. Because I want to talk about Canada and the mostly underreported developments in Canada, specifically around the whole trucker protest thing. It's become clear from some of the emails that some of our comments have been misunderstood, although that happens all the time and I'm used to it. All we have said about that protest, which became giant and clogged up Ottawa and made the neighborhoods uninhabitable and clogged up bridges and the rest of it, is that sort of righteous civil disobedience, civil protest, it's great, but it comes at a cost. And so we were not at all shocked that people got arrested, you know, for clogging up public roads for a certain amount of time. If I'm against it when Black Lives Matter does it, I got to be against it when my side does it, or at least understand that people will pay a price. Not to get off on this tangent, what pissed me off about the other stuff is that there's a special privilege if you say, yeah, it's a racial protest. Oh, go ahead and break the law then. Do whatever you want.
Right.
Which is incredibly hypocritical. But Matt Taibbi wrote a brilliant piece for his Substack, to which I subscribe, and I suggest it's worth it to you, too, if you like to think. His title, which I love, is When Boring People Turn Dangerous, Canada's Insane Power Grab. And he talks about a trend in the mainstream left media for a long time where guys like Andrew Ross Sorkin of the New York Times or another gal who we'll mention in a minute dream of a day where credit card companies and banks and anybody who has access to your private information can, in like a Minority Report, the famous movie, Minority Report style, see that you're up to strange things and delve deeper into it and call the authorities and say, hey, that Joe Getty, he's gone to a gun store 3 times in a month. You probably ought to take a look at him. And the fact that they openly fantasize about, to quote Taibbi, Minority Report panacea in which society's dangerous folk could be cyber-identified and stopped before they commit horrific acts. Or acts seen as horrific. And then they use this rhetorical trick that companies that don't do that become enablers of carnage.
Oh,
enablers,
man,
of this, that, and the other.
Wow.
As if an honest person doing business with an honest business should be tracked because a dishonest person doing business in that same legitimate way with a legitimate business might be up to something nefarious.
And of course, as always, you can trust whoever the gatekeepers are in this scenario, private business, government, whoever. You can always trust that they're going to do the right thing. They're only after evildoers, and they will always be right. They will never grab people that are doing things that are just perfectly okay.
Of course.
And accuse them of wrong.
Matt Taibbi goes off on a tangent, and it's a good one. I don't mean to say it's irrelevant or anything, but it's a little long, where he talks about these various allegedly liberal journalists with a great deal of enthusiasm for arresting people and just totalitarian leanings.
Yeah, that's what our old news guy Marshall Phillips was always talking about, because he was a hippie from back in the day in the 60s, and how the lefties have now fallen in love with the intelligence community, the CIA, the FBI, the security state, all that sort of stuff in the era of Trump, under the assumption that it will always be our side spying on the other side. Well, you know, your day is coming, guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Taibbi gets into the fact that former finance reporter Chrystia Freeland, who he knew for a long time, has somehow become Canada's finance minister and announced last week that her native Canada would be making Sorkin's vision a reality, that of cyber surveillance and punishing people for being the wrong sorts of people. At the end of the week, Minister Freeland explained that in expanding its Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, also known as FinTrack program, her government was, quote, directing Canadian financial institutions to review the relationships with anyone involved in the illegal blockades. The Emergencies Act, which Trudeau announced would continue even though the emergency was over. Oh, there's a shock. Why, Jack? Do you remember why he said? Because it might happen again.
Right, right, right.
Okay. All right. The Emergencies Act contains language beyond the inventive powers of the best sci-fi writers, writes Taibbi. It defines a designated person who is a person eligible for cutoff of their own bank accounts and money as someone, quote, directly or indirectly participating in a public assembly that may reasonably be expected to lead to a breach of the peace.
Directly is bad enough. Indirectly, and you're really into dangerous territory.
So if I am indirectly participating in an assembly that may be expected to lead to a breach of the peace, they can cut off my access to my own money.
Yeah, no, so remember I brought this up last week because I'd listened to a long podcast about how we need to tread very carefully how countries and the world are going down this road of deplatforming people from banking. Because that is going to, there are going to be results to that. One, it's scary it could happen to you. And two, people are going to be driven to these other currencies, cryptocurrency and everything like that. The whole bank structure is going to come apart if everybody thinks, well, I've got to go underground with my banking because I'm under threat if I'm on the wrong side of who knows what issue.
Right. Absolutely true. And I'm glad you used the term deplatforming, too, because the big tech monsters who are absolutely more than happy to be the tools of oppression are regularly deplatforming people, cutting them off from their revenue source, et cetera, because, you know, some gangster of the left decides that they're evil. You know, and you all know the list of people who've been deplatformed in that way, including some thoroughly decent, very, very thoughtful people. And then he goes on to describe Minister Freeland, who was described as the Nurse Ratchet of the New World Order, which is a fine movie reference. She went on to describe the invocation of Canada's Emergency Act in the dripping fake tones of someone trying to put a smile on an insurance claim rejection, with even phrases packed with bad news steered upward in the form of cheery hypotheticals. Why don't we hear that now? It's clip number 18, Michael.
I'm just wondering whether the bank accounts will be targeted of individuals who donated to the Give, Send, Go and the GoFundMe campaigns. Are they considered designated people under the Emergencies Act, meaning that their credit cards could be cut and financial services are targeting them as well?
Okay, so the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen. Crowdfunding platforms and payment service providers have started the registration process with FinTrack. In terms of the specifics on whose accounts are being frozen, you now have the regulations. The financial service providers have those regulations as well, and they, working with law enforcement, will be making the operational decisions.
That's some scary stuff right there.
Exactly.
If that becomes common for the free world to start doing that, imagine the Tea Party movement. Now, when the argument's being made from the other side. Now, this isn't about smaller government. This is racism. So we need to go after the leaders of this movement. They need to be deplatformed. What's that phrase there at the beginning? What are you calling these people? They're people of interest or whatever they're calling these people.
Designated individuals.
Designated individuals. We need to go after them and freeze their ability to do any banking. What?
And then we cut it off before she indulges herself in a Kamala Harris-like giggle. But as Taibbi writes, as she confirmed this monstrous news about freezing bank accounts, Freeland burst into nervous laughter, looking like Tony Perkins of Psycho sharing a cheery memory with Mother.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And then he describes, and again, this is a tangent but a good one, the monstrous financial crimes of the big banks. Laundering money for terrorists and big business, too big to fail scum lords,
right?
Energy manipulators, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup,
what Wells Fargo did for all those years,
right? And nobody suggested doing anything like that, and they all got away scot free.
Yeah.
And he makes the point. Yet here she is now, deciding the moment to break the glass and deploy incredibly dangerous emergency powers is of all things. Against a protest of the great unwashed, the common people, truckers and their supporters. That's when it's important to do this sort of thing and really, really crack down.
So from what I understand, now, do you agree with this or do you know anything about this? From what I understand, that's the hesitancy of the Biden administration for going this next step after Russia, this whole SWIFT banking move that we've never done in the past. It would be the first time anybody's done this in the world, where we'd basically be deplatforming the Russian government from being able to participate in the world economy. And one of the arguments against doing that, as bad as I think Russia is and big a deal, is that all of a sudden you're going to tear apart the financial system. Bad countries will start feeling like, well, we're not going to participate in your financial system anymore. We'll come up with a different way, whether it's working with China or crypto or whatever it is.
Right, right. Yeah, the argument being that if you force people's, organizations, countries' hands in that way, they will find a way to react, to get around it. And that result might be way, way worse than just keeping the highways open.
Right.
The financial highways open.
Yeah, yeah. Be another example of the world order coming apart, because for my whole lifetime, the dollar has been the currency and everybody participates in the same banking system.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that all starts coming apart if everybody feels like, well, if you're on the wrong side of an issue in Canada, or if you're a country that goes up against, you know, in Putin's mind, what I think is justifiable, you're going to get deplatformed. So we got to figure out a different way to do banking.
Right, exactly. That's why the United States is the financial capital of the world, and our currency is the capital that, or the currency most people use, because we have the rule of law. We have very predictable relationships with banks and finance and the rest of it. But anyway, Taibbi, one more point he makes, and, you know, if we had unlimited time or were doing a 4-hour podcast or something, I'd read you the whole thing. Because he goes into the history, recent history, of emergency powers. The NSA, the CIA shruggingly said, we tortured some folks, you know, all that stuff. And then he goes through various crises that we've faced that allegedly justified giving the government extraordinary powers for misbehavior of various sorts, and how it looks in the rearview mirror, and how we can never learn the lesson that you've got to restrain yourself, even if there's a legitimate emergency. And one final thing. Let's see, is this, it's really good. Deciding to seize funds is a major leap in the manic progression of a certain type of disordered authoritarian personality who's suddenly everywhere. They're coming out of decades-long disguises as milquetoast center-left careerists, and they all seem to believe now that all things on Earth happen or don't because of them.
Mm.
Disordered authoritarian personalities. In other words, they think they should be able to solve, do, or stop anything if they say it's justified. And if it's justified, therefore any tool they use is justified.
Right.
And Canada is a giant flaming example of that. I would argue that Australia's COVID policies, another good example of it, where we needed to take a break. It's great stuff. Matt Taibbi's Substack. It's a subscription thing. Go if you want.
Are we going to get another booster or not? Man, is there conflicting information out on that? And I don't quite get it, among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Have you ever wanted to know what's happening at home when you're not there? Well, we're big fans of the new wireless outdoor camera from SimpliSafe.
It lets you see what's happening outside right from your phone and alerts you when anyone approaches so you always know who's there.
And this brand new camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and that you need to help keep you and your family safe.
SimpliSafe has everything you need, from entry and motion sensors to indoor and outdoor cameras.
And SimpliSafe is monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police, firefighters, or EMTs to your home.
SimpliSafe is less than a dollar a day, and you can set it up in around 30 minutes. There are no long-term contracts or commitments.
And you can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Just go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Simply Safe, simply better. Simply Safe Home Security. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. On top of that, they have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing, America's home for home loans. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered, helping you save up to $1,000 a month. No pressure, no upfront fees. Call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Redding business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some news here in the U.S. A woman running for Congress in Oklahoma has apologized after she mixed wine and sleep medication, yelled at a bunch of 12 and 13-year-old girls at a sleepover, and then threw up in one of their shoes. The kids at the sleepover were torn. They didn't know whether to help her or film it for TikTok. They were like, ah. This is too good.
Yeah, this woman's running for U.S. Senate as a Republican, I think. I read this story the other day, and I don't know anything. I don't know her at all. I don't know anything about her background. But I was trying to recall. Do you remember a time when anybody publicly made the claim of, I mixed wine and medication by accident, and this is what happened, where it didn't turn out that they had a drinking or drug problem? Do you remember a time where that actually turned out to be a legit excuse? Because I don't.
Right. It's very, very rare. I believe, by the way, she is a Democrat, Jack, is that is definitely the sort of thing you see Democrats doing. Oh, yeah. The other thing she did was she belittled the little girls.
Oh, yeah.
About their appearance
and stuff like that.
It's just sickening.
Yeah. And she threw up in the laundry hamper and in somebody's shoe, and then the next morning she said some medication she was on and a glass of wine. Well, all I know is every time I hear that excuse, it turns out later down the road they were, drunks or...
Yeah, I had two glasses of wine, and I hadn't been sleeping lately, so my friend gave me a medication I was not familiar with. And so, yeah, that's what happened.
Right, Tiger, or whoever. Neil Ferguson writing, a friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show historian, Neil Ferguson writing in Bloomberg today about how war is coming and war is a great opportunity for speculators. You can make or lose a lot of money whenever a war comes. Position yourself correctly when a war is coming, you can make a killing if the dogs of war are unleashed. Though if the hellhounds get sent back to their kennels, as in the war doesn't happen the way you thought, it's you who gets killed and the guy who bet on peace gets the champagne. But fortunes are made and lost when war is about to come. Interesting stuff. I'm not going to do anything particularly, probably. But, for instance, oil is going through the roof. Records every day. Record gas price nationwide yesterday. And it's going to go higher. According to both Biden and Harris, they've mentioned this several times. They're trying to prepare us so we don't turn against them when this happens. But gas is going to get a lot more. It's already really expensive, and it's going to get more expensive if Putin does what it looks like he's almost certain to do.
Yeah, the whole war profiteer thing is ancient.
Yep.
I mean, it affected the American Revolution, the Civil War. Lincoln fought against it constantly.
How much time I got, Michael? 2 minutes? I really should give this more time. Our lives really do flash before us when we die, according to the latest studies. Neuroscientists inadvertently recorded a dying brain while they were using electronicocephalography.
I don't think you can say that on the air.
To detect and treat seizures in an 87-year-old man. He ended up having a cardiac arrest and dying while they had all this stuff hooked up to him, you know, thinking he was going to live.
Ooh.
And they saw rhythmic brainwave patterns that are similar to those that occur during memory retrieval, as well as dreaming and meditation. It lasted, I think it said here at some point, like 45 seconds, and they believe that is proof. Not only that, but from people throughout history who've almost died talking about seeing their life flash before their lives, but they saw it on a chart, saw it on equipment, that they think that we recall everything in our lives in order right before we die.
Wow, if those memories are accessible at all, can I get to them somehow?
Well, and can I do the director's cut? There are scenes I would like to leave on the cutting room floor. I really have no need to relive those. And then others I would like to linger on for some time.
Exactly.
I want the director's cut.
Please. Wow, how interesting. That's made me all sad and weird and thoughtful.
Yeah, that is interesting. Why are we designed that way? Is that a fluke of the way the brain works, or are we designed that way somehow on purpose?
I don't. We're into angels dancing on the heads of pins now.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.